Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Karen Benson is in with us this morning. She's the executive director at the Heritage House here in Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Lots of things have been happening at the Heritage House.
Yes.
A lot of folks in and out of there recently to see some of the new construction. How's it coming?
Mm-hmm. It's moving along. You know, it never goes as fast as you hope it will.
Never does.
Yep, and it's always messier than you think it will be.
Yeah, but that's really going to be a nice addition, and it's really coming along pretty interestingly. When you first see it, it's like any other construction project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, we see the plans, we see the thoughts. How's this going to work out, though, when it's all done? Is it going to mm-hmm. match what we already have going on here? And it looks like it fits in very well.
We think it does. There's lots of parts of this project. There's a piece that we're adding on, which is the lifestyle pavilion. But then we're also touching all the spaces on the first floor of the tower, or the original Heritage House.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also renovating all three of the nursing home households, as well as their common spaces. So no matter where you walk on that first level, you will see new and different things.
Yeah, because you tell me if I'm wrong, but the project isn't just constructing that new area. It's going to be also rearranging and redoing a lot of things on the main building anyway.
It is. The pavilion is what we call the lifestyle pavilion. Will give us a new lobby and a new entrance. In that lobby, you'll see skylights, a fireplace, comfortable furnishings, and then that is going to be wide open to several areas. It's kind of the hub of the project. It will open out to a new reception area, a new waiting area, and a new cafe. Heritage House is part of Wesley Life, and all of the Wesley Life campuses are certified as Blue Zone campuses. We're the only ones in the state of Iowa that are that. And part of that is serving healthy foods based on the Blue Zone. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Sure.
But we are slowly introducing that to our residents that live there. What that is healthy food, a healthy lifestyle, a healthy mindset. It's lots of different things that not only work for the folks that live there, but the folks that work there, and also their families and the community.
Because that's something about the Heritage House that's relatively unique. When you look at a facility like that, people can just stand back and assume that it's probably just a place for those residents who live there and those employees who work there. But it's not. It opens its doors in a lot of ways to the community. On election days, a lot of folks walk in and out of there. But also, there are a lot of folks that use the facility for the meeting rooms. There are groups and organizations that use the facility. You serve a lot of people in the community.
We do. And it's all shapes and sizes of groups. It's not just big groups. We've had 4-H clubs hold events there, Cub Scouts, Rotary, different social groups in town meet there, and we cater whether they want meals or refreshments. That's the neat thing about the addition. We're going to have more room for those folks to have that space. In fact, Heritage Hall, which is the north side of that piece that we're adding on, is large enough to seat 125 people in chairs, or we can serve them at tables for around a little over 100 people. But that space can also be divided into two spaces by folding doors. So we can have two meetings going at the same time. One side of that room opens up to an outdoor patio. So that space can also be used by groups. The other half of it has a two-sided fireplace. So inside you have a fireplace, but on the other side of it in another patio is another fireplace. So that area is right next to the cafe. So when we can get the cafe open, it'll be open to the community. And so folks can come there for a light, healthy lunch. They can eat indoors, or they can go outside and sit at one of the tables that are there also.
I've heard a lot of positive comments about what's going to happen with the kitchen facilities there, too, because it's been a long time since anything's been done there.
Yes. The Heritage House, the tower itself, has its original kitchen, which we've kind of outgrown. And so we were going to be replacing that with a new, larger kitchen. But we will also have this cafe that will serve a lighter fare, soup, sandwiches, and salads.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice. And then we'll have, the regular meal that the residents like also available, with other options, too, in the main kitchen once we get that up and going.
Yeah, and that'll be just a regular feature for the general public to come out and enjoy.
Yes. The cafe will be the first thing open to the public. And then as we get our kitchen set and get everything figured out, then we hope to open that up to the public also.
Oh, that's exciting. It's always nice to have other options.
Yes.
Very good. And, of course, now that also helps to supplement financially the Heritage House as well, because, that's always something that everybody has to look at.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Very good.
Another portion that we have in that piece that we added on is a new fitness room. It's divided in two spaces. John Jordan is our wellness coordinator, and he has been teaching classes not only to our residents, but also a Parkinson's disease class in our basement. So now he will have a much larger space. There's a large room that will have the equipment, and then there's a separate room where his classroom will be. We're really excited because we have just been given the information that we will be one of the first campuses in the state of Iowa that can offer Rock Steady Boxing, which is a boxing program built to help those folks with Parkinson's no matter what your age. And so John will be teaching that class at Heritage House, and that's open to the public, so people can sign up for that class too.
And don't get John started talking about this project, by the way, because you need to have some extra free time to hear the whole story. Will it actually say John's building on the outside of it?
No, it won't.
Because he seems to think so.
He is excited. He is excited. The new space will be so nice, not only for the residents that live there, but the team members. And then this Parkinson class, we're so excited about that, offering that to folks. And it's not just folks in the Atlantic, it's folks in Southwest Iowa, because the next closest place that offers that class is the Council Bluffs, Omaha area, or extreme Northeast Iowa.
Well, and that's important to note, too, because I was just going to ask you even a smaller question. You made it even bigger, because I was going to ask if it was just for the residents of the Heritage House, but you're telling me it's not just for the residents of the Atlantic area, but for the larger surrounding areas. So this is something that's going to benefit a lot of folks.
I think so. It's really, it's neat to watch the tapes that Rock, you can go online and look up Rock City Boxing and how that has touched so many people with Parkinson's, and how they have found that the more movement that you have when you have Parkinson's, the more it reduces the side effects that the disease has. It's just increased their quality of life by tenfold, and there's so many people excited about it. And not only for the residents that have it, but their family members, you know. They're excited about it, too.
Yeah, because so much of it is about support.
It is.
Yeah.
It'll be really neat.
So the whole, it's going to really change the entire look, the footprint of the campus, because the entrance is going to change. Mm-hmm. So many of the things that we know now are going to be maybe located in a different place. There'll be new things in different locations, mm-hmm. too. In the main structure, the downstairs of the building, are we going to see a lot of those things move around then?
You will see some of them. I think my office is the only one that doesn't move.
Oh, no.
But that's all right. That's fine.
You don't have any clout?
No. It's fine where it is. Across from my office, there was always a conference room that lots of small groups mm-hmm. use. That space will be turned into what we call a creativity center. It'll become larger, and so it'll have built-in cupboards and cubby holes, so the residents that like to sew, if they want to leave their sewing machines down there. We do have done ceramics in the past. We want to bring ceramics back. Mm-hmm. It'll have lots of windows. We have the China Painter group comes. It'll be a great place for them to have their little get-together, and it can be used for so many things. And then on the other side of the hallway will be the new conference room. We are having a technology center, which will be a place where the residents can use the computers. We have a program called Dacom Brain Fitness that we started a few years ago that is exercise for your brain. It exercises all six dimensions of your brain. The more you, just like exercise, the more you use your brain, the slower you lose things.
Sure.
You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And this makes sure you lose it. Each night it updates and will make harder the things that you answered easily. And if you struggled with a part, that it won't make those parts harder. So it'll be a place for the residents to use. But not only the residents, but the families. When they come visit from, say, way far out of town, there'll be a printer there. If they need to do some business there, it'll be a space that they can use. We're giving the library a facelift also. But the reception desk will be in a new place. The marketing office will be in a new place. The business manager's office will be in closer to the front door.
Sure.
So, and also our home health and private duty office will be in that hallway too, instead of out back, so we can help people with that also.
So with the new wellness area, folks will be able to work out a little bit, get a good sweat going, and then relax afterward too.
They can, yep.
Get a little spa thing going on.
And we do have
there.
A spa, this beauty shop for men or women. There'll be a pedicure station there, so we can do pedicures, manicures, and then we also have a massage therapy room right next to that too, so... if you want to make appointments for that, you're welcome to do that, too.
Well, a lot of thought went into this.
Yes.
Did you ask a lot of questions before this project started? Were there a lot of questions asked to folks and what they would like to see and what would best serve their needs?
We looked at what we had, what we thought we were missing, and we try to look in the future, too, to see what folks that maybe are in their 50s and 60s now, what are they going to be looking for in the future? So we not only try to serve those folks that we serve now, but look ahead to what will the future folks want to have available.
I suppose it's a lot like running a school. It's great for the students now, but you have to look ahead down the road too. And with a facility like this, how is not just the customer base going to change your residents, but also the community at large? Yep. How's that going to change? How can they better use the facility as well and reach out?
And I think, you know, we'll have more spaces available, more spaces that have more options in that space. So I think the community will really benefit for it. And with the two outdoor patios, those are spaces that can be used too when the weather is nice. So, and then we're also excited about the facelift that the health center is giving. Currently, we bring all the food from the main kitchen to the health center, but two of the three households are nearly done, and we will be able to prepare all the meals in the household, so it looks, feels, and smells more like home. The meals are right off the stove, and we can it'll feel more like home.
So when will folks get the chance to experience this?
You mean as a tour? Or
when will
the
they get their first look?
Well, we hope next week the residents in those two households will get their first meals out of that kitchen. We have some tweaking we have to do for that. And we hope to have open house sometime in this fall. So we haven't set a date for sure yet, but sometime this fall.
It is moving right along.
We are doing a little sneak peek preview next week for folks that are interested in moving to assisted living. Mm-hmm. Some articles or an ad went in the paper this week. And I know Patsy is lining up the times for folks to take a peek. I think the first one is next Wednesday, July 13th at 3 p.m. So we'll take a few people in through the areas that we're working on with hard hats, and then have a tour of rooms that we have available in assisted living, and then look at some rooms that some residents have already decorated so they can get some ideas.
Exciting times.
Yes.
Very exciting.
It is.
It's always fun to see those projects move forward and eventually get done because...
Yes.
You know, you can only handle construction for so long.
True.
Very good. Well, Karen, thanks so much for coming in today and sharing with us. And it's been exciting to see the progress. Look forward to see the finished product.
Yes, we do too.